In the tide waters of a bay along the China coast, a small motorboat is sinking. Aboard this boat are five people, April Kane and Terry Lee, who rescued her from Saint-Jacques' burning island house. Then there's Pat Ryan, with a bullet in his shoulder from the gun of Baron de Plexus, who is also aboard the sinking ship. The remaining person is the husky hoodlum from the United States, one Slugger Dunn. In today's transcribed adventure, we'll pick them up out of the water. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Don't you find that everything's a lot more fun when you're feeling swell, sports and games are more fun, and work is too? Whether you're playing baseball or tackling an arithmetic problem, you do it better and enjoy it more if you're full of pep. Now, to get that way and stay that way, you want to eat the right thing. Foods like Libby's Tomato Juice, rich in vitamins. This grand-tasting juice is really a food drink. It's rich in important vitamins that you've probably heard a lot about. Vitamin C. Yes, and Libby's Tomato Juice is also an excellent source of vitamin A. And it gives you other important vitamins, too. So, if you want to keep in good condition, it's a fine idea to drink a big glass of Libby's Tomato Juice every single day. And take it from me, that's easy to do. So, right after this program, ask your mother to get some Libby's Tomato Juice. L-I-B-B-Y-S. Libby. Tell her you'd sure be glad if she'd get it tomorrow. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Slugger Dunn and April Kane are bailing water frantically from the motorboat, but it is rapidly filling up. The darkness of the bay is lit by the fire that sweeps the distant island where the woman Saint-Jacques had her hideout. But now Saint-Jacques has vanished, and these five people will soon be at the mercy of the swift-moving tides in this Chinese bay. Terry, Pat, April, Dunn, and DePlexis were forced into this leaky craft to escape the fire, but the motor refused to start. They have been drifting out to sea, sinking rapidly.
Well, it's no use. We may as well go to the side and get into the water.
Yeah, this tub is going to do a nose dive any minute, so we better get clear of it.
How do you feel, Pat?
I'm thankful this cork jacket.
Glad we all have life jackets on. Think we'd better get the water?
We can't stay in this boat. The water's up to our knees now.
You all right, April?
I reckon so, Terry. I don't like the idea of getting in that water. We may float all the way across the ocean or something. Besides, didn't somebody say something about sharks?
Yeah, Slugger Dunn mentioned the idea.
Well, I'm glad to get away from that island, from Sanjak.
Now, listen, all of you. And that goes for you, too, Deflectors. When we get in the water, we'll all join hands, form a circle. Otherwise, we'll drift apart.
I'm all in favor of not admitting the Baron into our little circle. I feel like being exclusive.
No, no, we'll let him hang on. Although he's not welcome.
You hear that, Baron? You're a heel. And I hope you get water soaked, including your kind.
Let him alone, Slugger. If he doesn't want to talk, he doesn't have to. We can take care of him later when we get to dry land.
But we'll stick together. The tide is going out. We can't do much about it. We'll just have to go with the current.
Well, let's hope we're in a channel, buddy. If we're all together, we can sing out when a boat goes by.
Come on, April. I'll give you a hand. Let yourself over the side.
All right, Terry. The water's warm, kind of. I'll hold on. Here, you and the others get in.
Come on, Pat. Think you can make it with that shoulder?
Yeah. Go ahead. Get over and wait for Slugger, DePlexus, and me.
Say, whatever became of the owner of this boat? You know Slugger?
No. He was with us when we came to the island. When we got back to the boat, he was gone. He was a native. I got a pretty good idea what happened to him.
You mean DePlexus?
Could be. You know, the Baron has a way of getting rid of folks to annoy him.
Terry, grab the hand. I'm floating away.
I got it. Pat, grab mine.
Come on, Dunn. You too, Baron. It's one for all for one.
Okay.
Now, at least we're floating. And if we keep holding hands, we'll stay together. Whose hand am I holding? It's so dark, I can't tell.
I guess you ain't used to holding hands in the dark, huh, Miss Kane?
Well, not in the water, anyway.
I'm on the other side, April.
Yeah, and I got the Baron's paw. I'll hold on to his mitt for dear life. And when I get tired, I'll sit on his shoulder.
Now, save that energy, Slugger. You're going to need it. Now then, let's keep our eyes open for the lights of the boat.
We're drifting away. Look over there. Oh, it's a mile from the island already.
I can't see the lights of Yangtuk at all.
And the motorboat. It's either gone down or we floated away from it.
Remember, folks, we'll have to look. We'll have to look sharp for a boat. Most of them sail without light.
Hope we're not picked up by an enemy craft. We'd like to fall in with the invaders.
Well, let's keep our chins up. Let's keep an eye out. We can't pick or choose tonight.
I know, April. Don't tell me.
How much longer? Maybe we'll never be picked up. I haven't seen the sound of a boat. No lights or nothing.
It's been hours, I know. I've lost all track of time. Where do you think we are?
Say, what's becoming of Baron?
It's so dark out here. And the waves. Haven't you got his hand?
I thought you had it.
You mean he's gone?
It's me. Too dark to count noses. Boy, the water's getting a lot colder. We must be a long way from shore. I don't know where we are.
This life preserver jacket of mine isn't doing much good anymore. It's any good to begin with. It's getting heavy.
Maybe you'd better take mine, Pat. You've got a bum shoulder.
No. Keep yours on, Terry. I'll manage.
I figure we can hold you up, Ryan. Unless our jackets get water soaked, too. If they do, well, that ain't so good.
Say, what's that?
Huh?
Off that way. Is that a light?
Where?
Yeah, it looks like a searchlight.
It's sweeping around across the water.
If it's on a ship and the light picks us up, maybe we've got a chance.
Yeah, but suppose the boat is not friendly.
If that searchlight don't find us, then there ain't much chance left.
Hold that searchlight steady. Hold it. Something moving out there.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yes, there's some people out on the water. Let's go on and have to see. Out of the floor. Men overboard. Make ready to launch number 3 starboard lifeboat. Look at those down there. We haven't much time. Make ready to pick those people up and stand by for...
What's the comfort, Doctor?
They've all been bedded down. Plenty of hot blankets and stimulants. One of the men is wounded, bullet in the shoulder. I'm going to prepare for an emergency operation on him.
You think they'll pull through?
I think so. But we found them just in time. They weren't able to say how long they've been in the water. But they're aboard now, and I think we'll pull them through. Well, young man, you've had quite an experience, I would say. How do you feel?
I've had enough water to last me a month. Where am I? The weather's all right. How did I get here? Where are we going?
Now, one thing at a time. Don't be in a hurry. In the first place, the searchlight on your ship happened to spot you in the water, you and your friends.
Are they all right?
As well as could be expected. Now then, you mustn't talk too much.
What about April and Pat?
The girl will be all right, and the big fellow...
What if he's shot in the shoulder? What about him?
Things like that take time, young man. Now, don't worry. Just go back to sleep. Get plenty of rest. You've been through quite a scene.
Well, as long as we're all safe, I guess I better get some sleep. But I don't understand. Why did you have the searchlight on? We were looking for us?
Yes, we were. do you happen to know a little Chinese boy by the name of Connie?
Yes, but I...
And a 7-foot giant by the name of Big Stoop, a chap who can talk?
Yeah, sure, Connie and Big Stoop. But the last we heard from them, they were in Leo Kai.
Well, they're not there now, young man. They're aboard this ship.
They are? Well, send them in so I can...
No, not now. Later, perhaps. But you can thank them for being on hand.
I get it.
Well, I've had a long talk with this, Connie, and the way he mangled the King Dinghy, it's a wonder we could understand his story. It seems that he and the big fellow were arrested, put in jail under false charge. However, they were released. Connie had a telegram from your friend, Pat Ryan. These lads are on their way to Gangtop.
Is that where the boat's going?
That's right. We were within a mile of port when we saw that fire on the island. Then the Chinese boy insisted that you and your friends were in trouble there. He wanted us to search the water with... He wanted us to search the water with a big light. How you and the others would be drifting there, I'll never know. Sounds fantastic, but, well, here you are.
It was guesswork on Connie's part. It couldn't have been anything else.
It's all very strange to me. As soon as you and your friends have recovered, the captain wants the entire story for his report.
Well, there's some story, too, Doctor. I think that kind of a big spook figured out that we were on that island and then that we might be out in the water. I'll never understand.
That's right. Now get some sleep. The captain has enough information from the Chinese boy. He's already sent a wireless message to shore, and we should hear something before the ship docks.
Well, Foss, what's the news?
Well, that big ear Chinese told the captain, and the captain told me to wireless Mr. Smythe Heatherstone.
Why? Smythe Heatherstone owns this ship. He's the big boss.
Well, the Chinese boy says Mr. Smythe Heatherstone knows about these people we just picked up. Here's Heatherstone's reply.
I see. The boss says to give them every care at his expense.
Yes, and look what else he says. He says he knows Pat Ryan, Terry Lee, and April Kane. But he's never heard of a man named Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing about the name of Dunn.
How do you mean?
Well, I was reading an old San Francisco newspaper yesterday. Still around here someplace. I read something about a man by the name of Slugger Dunn being wanted by the police. And I don't suppose this Dunn is the same man.
Perhaps not. If you'll mention it to the captain, we'll let him find out.
Well, Slugger Dunn is the man, all right, and it's going to be too bad if after being picked up out of the water almost dead, he'll be turned over to the police for something he did across the Pacific in San Francisco. I'd like to know more about Connie and Big Scoop's part in the rescue of Terry and his friends. Yes, and I know you'd like to know what's become of Baron DePlexis. I'll try and answer a few of these questions in just a moment. A few minutes ago, I was telling you about Libby's tomato juice, how it helps build strong Americans. It's rich in important vitamins. I was so busy telling about all it contributes that maybe I didn't do full justice to its flavor. And that flavor is something to brag about. Gosh, there never was a grander tasting drink than Libby's tomato juice. It's a knockout and no mistake. Actually, you can count on any food of Libby's tasting super swell. Yes, whether it's fruits or vegetables or meats or juices, if it's Libby's, it's extra delicious. And Libby guards food value, too. So ask your mother to ask for Libby's food. Did you post a dissent stamp in your book today? Well, I sure hope so. Buying dissent stamps and bonds is one of the very best ways of showing that you're a true blue American. Well, Pat Ryan will recover from that bullet wound, of course. Terry and April Kane will soon be on their feet. But tomorrow, we'll find out what happened to their new friend, their former enemy, Slugger Dunn. Now, I'm sure April won't let anybody take him away after what he did to save St. Jean-Jacques back there on the burning island. As Connie would say, there's big stuff popping in tomorrow's transcribed adventure. So let's get together.